this is what I love. When you come in, okay, so, all right, hopefully we're going to be able to get something on for you any second now. Let's see, let's just put the first track on here. And let's see, DJ Mix. And looks like it should be ready to go. We will try. Thought it was you playing. I mean, it's like, all right, here we are. We're rocking and rolling. All right, that was the group at Sealoot. Let's see, what did I do with the CD? Aha, this group is just one of my favorites. Souls on Fire, music for the Kabbalah, and we were listening to the first selection off of that CD called Sirtos. Mystical visions are a universal part of human life. Did you know that? And you know what? We might as well try our mics right now. So 3 and 4, let's just see if we got... Okay, go ahead, say hi.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Hello.
And?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you don't have to get that close, actually. It's
good. Oh,
that,
good advice. Good, yeah.
All right, so good. All right, as long as we got you on the mic, and we have Bob in the house, thank God. It's only 3:05, so I had figured, you know, we need a few minutes to get ourselves, to get my act in order.
Sure.
So I haven't been in the studio for a while. What it is these two decks that are in here, and I think these are the same old ones. My CDs would play, but then I couldn't get them out. It would eat my CDs. And I have a collection of like 2,000 CDs, and it's like, no, this is not going to work.
Mm-mm.
And most of the young people here have everything on their laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to convert. It's a big, big process.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let me just finish off with what Atsila was saying about mystical visions being a universal part of human life. We need more of that, I think. We need to recognize that, because the mundane physical world can really keep you on the ground. Mm-hmm. And we're upright people. We have to stand with our head, that we could look up to the stars, right? So we need that. We need that energy to balance. Because if you're just on the ground, you know, you got this spine that's like this channel in between the two. And we need mm-hmm. to activate, you know, get grounded, but then, yeah, don't forget to, you know, look up. That guy used to say, keep looking up. The one who did the astronomy, you know, he was so great. So it says the Jewish record of these experiences begins in biblical literature and continues through the centuries in ecstatic poetry and teachings of spiritual masters. Kabbalah, the receiving, that's what Kabbalah actually means, receiving. Mm. The Jewish mystical tradition describes a reality far beyond everyday perception. The cosmos is the interaction of 10 God energies, Sephirot, through 4 states of being, worlds, culminating in Atzilut, the realm of pure spirit. Flowing through all is the dynamic union of higher source, male, quote-unquote, and indwelling presence, Shekhinah, or female, which together produce consciousness and soul. The goal of Kabbalah is the transformation of our broken reality into one of pure, unified joy. So this is Chazan Jack Kessler, who is the cantor, Ashkenaz cantorial chant, from that to Yemenite communal refrain. So that was all explaining what's going to be in this CD. Anyway, he gives a beautiful explanation. I think it's just brilliant. My girlfriend knows him, and she sent me that CD, so I'm ever grateful for that. Okay, so... folks, we have 2 very talented musicians in the house who are going to be performing live in looking around. Yes, you. Going to be performing live in Somerville tomorrow night. And they're going to be also doing a workshop. And I'll have them explain more about what all that is. But the workshop is at 4. The performance starts 7:30. There's another group opening, and then Acoustic Nomads. I had the hardest time. I got the acoustic part. Nomads, it's just kind of, I was like, go through the alphabet. Where is it? So I was already on my cell phone. I didn't have my computer hooked up, and so I had no way to look it up. Anyway, so I haven't been over to Arts in the Armory since before COVID. So it'll be very interesting. I don't know if they're requiring face masks or all of that. I think on the site they're still saying that, but
I'm not sure if they're required inside, but I think it's just generally always a good idea to have to be ready with one. But I don't think they're requiring proof of vaccination at this point.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm totally vaccinated.
Yeah,
so
same.
All right, so we're here and ready, so we might as well, you know, just jump into this. So, Sophia, and I'm going to have you say your name so that I don't massacre it.
Sure. Sophia Chirandini.
Karen Dini. Mm-hmm. And what kind of background is Karen Dini?
Well, my dad is from Argentina, so it's an Italian last
Italian.
Name.
Italian, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hard C.
Right, exactly.
Karen Dini.
Yeah, like, Karen Dini with a CH, right?
Right, like Chiara Civello.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know, she's a jazz singer. She's brilliant. She used to be here, but she went to New York. Okay, say it again.
Chiarandini.
Okay, so, and you play fiddle?
Yes, I play the fiddle.
Okay, and you're also in another group, which I have seen you perform in three times now.
Yes.
Which is called Kol.
Kol Kachol.
Kachol, whose name is going to be changing from a contest, and that's not going to be revealed until next year?
Yeah, I think in January we'll be going official with the new name. It's just Kol Kachol is a little hard for people
to
pronounce.
It is. I don't know what you've got for the new name, but I'm glad for one that you decided to go for something. Well, hopefully I'll like it.
Yeah,
but so that group, which is three members, performed many times over at KI, Kehelleth Yisrael, over in Brookline. And then they came over to Somerville to the Tremont Street Show, where I happened to catch them. And I was like, oh, this is so good. It's so good. So I danced. I got up and danced. It was like wonderful. It was outside. So, but the energy was just brilliant. And then you had one... a couple of weeks ago, again over at KI, and mm-hmm. then last Motzi Shabbos, after Shabbos, escorting the Sabbath Queen. So I got to see you in that, and then I learned about this other gig, and you brought Noah. What's your last name?
My last name is Harrington. I'm Noah Harrington.
Noah Harrington. That's solid. Yeah. That is very solid. And you play upright bass.
Yes, I do.
And he schlepped the three flights of stairs up the stairs. I'm schlepping my bags, but that's like serious. And we have Bob in the house. Oh, my guardian angel. Yeah. I'm like totally panicked. How did I do this? How did I get myself into this? But I said, it's time. You have to do something. The whole point of my show recently, or many years, has been to expose talent, especially local talent, and to give a platform where people can introduce themselves so that hopefully, you know, more people get to enjoy what local people do. And, you know, maybe occasionally there's a national so-and-so, but you know, there are plenty of places where they can, you know, be. I'd rather, you know, get a spot for people who are, you know, just trying to get their stuff out there and who are worthy, but just haven't yet had the opportunity. So, having said all of that, you sent me a link. From one of the groups that you're, in fact, quite involved with as a musical director, and that was from what's called the Small Desk, the Tiny Desk?
Oh, no. So that's, I'm a band member, band member and accompanist of Elisa Amador.
Okay.
Who is this amazing... songwriter, superstar, guitarist, lyric wizard, just amazing person. And I've been working with her for almost a decade now. And the group just won NPR's Tiny Desk competition this summer and got to tour the country off the back of that. So that is the link that you're referring to. And that's great. I'm not an official music director in there.
Oh, you're not?
So, not officially, no.
Okay. So, but you were playing bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are playing bass.
Yeah, and singing backup harmonies and everything.
Right. Well, that's a big deal. I have heard of that, but I had not known anybody personally who had gotten picked for that. So I know that there's many, many groups who try for that. And
We auditioned for that competition for, I think, 5 years before getting getting it. And even then, we didn't expect to get it. It was a...
perseverance.
Pretty shocking long... It always feels like a long shot. You never know when you put something out there exactly what's going to come back.
Well, so I'm really glad that it came back for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sneaking in here to try and get a picture without all the different... there we go. Sophia, there we go. One for you. Okay. Official. All right. So I'm thinking maybe you have a couple of CDs that you brought.
That's right.
And we're going to play a little bit live. But maybe we should talk a little bit about the gig Thursday night, the time, and whatever you want to share about that.
It'll be at Arts at the Armory in Somerville. We're leading a workshop on Afro-Peruvian rhythms at 4 p.m. And then we're playing a concert that is our album release show for our second full-length album with this group, which is called the Abominable String Band Volume 2.
That's right.
It's a really wacky name, and it describes the wacky music, maybe not totally accurately. It's not quite abominable. I love the music that we play, but it's very out there. It's an interesting group. We play a lot of, take a lot of influence from jazz, Latin music, newgrass, kind of revived new interpretations of bluegrass music. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'd say like our music that we're coming together to celebrate is from all these different places, and so it's going to be a pretty vibrant show. So you should definitely be there.
Yeah, I mean it's all what's in a name, right? I mean, we were not called Acoustic Nomads, and only happened into that name as a band during our process recording these albums. Because we were thinking about what we wanted to convey about the group. This is a group that is effectively an all-star group of all of these really, I would frame it as a group of rising stars in the Northeastern acoustic music scene. We have our mandolinist, Ethan Satiawan, who has been just tremendously successful on National Mandolin, a National Mandolin Champion, I believe, of 2014. And just like, he's like already a superstar. Mauricio Fiore Salas. An amazing writer and guitarist and folklorist of all these different kinds of South American music. And Sofia Carandini needs no introduction, of course. And myself, who has like a background in all these different other kinds of American music. And the purpose of the group, what is a nomad? A nomad is someone who travels to all these different places and leads a life that's ever-changing. And I think what we're trying to capture with that name is the fact that all of these different musical influences find a confluence together in the context of this project. This is music from all over the world, from all over the Americas. Mm-hmm. We considered a tagline at one point that we've backed away from since called the Pan-American String Band. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to follow in the footsteps of sort of these groups like Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble.
Yes, yeah.
Or the Global Strings and all those different things that really seek to bring people together through music and to really rejoice in all of the blessings that all of us have received as students at all these conservatories like Berkeley mm-hmm. and other places that we come from. And this is initially a group that if this project didn't exist, I don't think anyone would know each other in it necessarily. I just met all of these fascinating musicians who had so much to say on their instruments and so much to offer the world, and I wanted all of them to be friends.
Oh, that's very nice.
And
that's
so great. I brought everyone together, and we are a band now with two records out.
It's terrific.
Just released a second one, and this show tomorrow is going to be a showcase of everything that we do and care about.
So the name... The names of the CDs
are The Abominable String Band, Volumes 1, and more recently, Volume 2.
Uh-huh. Okay, Volumes 1 and 2, and that's it, the two?
Yeah, just two volumes. They were both recorded during the same very large recording session in a six-day period in the middle of the pandemic. We all quarantined and then came together and recorded about 20 songs in 6 days.
Wow, that's
which is,
a lot.
A
lot.
It was a marathon. You remember.
Definitely a marathon.
Now, where did you record?
At Great North Sound Society Studios in Maine. It's an isolated, effectively a repurposed farmhouse that's available for rent at a daily rate. That's pretty affordable for the caliber of studio that it is. And it's isolated way up in the interior in Maine, about 3 hours north of Boston.
Oh, that's great.
And so we just posted up there, slept together in a farmhouse, and recorded all day. And I cooked meals every night for everyone. And so Sophia cooked a wonderful quiche, I remember.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've forgotten. It was the highlight meal for me.
That's
so good.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we should start off with something live or something from the CD. Well, what do you feel like?
The two CDs are over there if you wanna use them. They're the two ones with the Nautilus, actually designed by Sophia's mother, Kelly Chirandini.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, the green one is the most recent one.
All right. Well, let's start with Volume 1, and let's see, that seemed to be working. So let's see if we can get. Remember how to eject this one. And what track?
I don't remember the track number, okay, but the one Bendigamos might be a really good fit because it also... Sophia, do you want to say anything about this song? You were the one who brought this song into the band.
Yeah, when Noah initially brought this idea to us that we're going to be recording all this music, and he really wanted it to be a collaborative project. And so I would say everyone in the band, I'd say Ethan and Maurizio and Noah, they've all written incredible tunes that we just absolutely love getting to play on. I don't fancy myself much of a composer, but I do love folk music, and so this is an old Sephardic Jewish text called Bendigamos, and it's traditionally recited either before or after benching, which is the grace after a meal on the Sabbath. On Friday night, you would sing this tune, and it's just one of these really beautiful texts. It's in Spanish, and so I figured, you know, it's in Spanish, it's Jewish, it kind of fits in this whole Latin thing that we've got going on in this band, so a little bit thematically appropriate. So this is the only vocal track actually on the album
in our whole discography, actually, and you sing it really beautifully.
Oh, well, I'll be looking forward to, okay, so let's get that ready to go. I think I have to cue it from over here. Magic. I think I must have hit a wrong button and made it like the DJ mix or something.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we basically came out of the studio. What are your favorite memories from tracking together? Not the scary memories, the good memories.
Oh, the good memories.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's incredible how music is just such a great social tool and bonding experience for us. Like, the only person I really knew going into that very well was you, Noah. And we recorded. It was six of us recording. And I just came away feeling, like, so much closer and, like, you know, just, like, we had so many... We would track during the day, right? We had our business to get done. Wake up in the morning, track all day. Till you know, 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think we're doing like 3-hour chunks. Like we would wake up and eat breakfast, plot out the day's tracks, try to get 3 to 4 songs done, and set about 4 hours for each track and rehearse it, and then immediately record it.
Yeah.
And then do dubs maybe, and then move on to the next track.
Right. And then in the evenings we'd be hanging out, just having fun.
All right.
It was amazing. Yeah.
It was wonderful. And I also remember you were in an ISO booth recording this, and it was wonderful to hear your voice coming through the headphones, just like that.
Well, we're going to give this a second try. I think there was one fader that was put on in fast speed, and hopefully this will have your voice in the proper... It sounded a little high, fast, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not quite right. So let's see if we can get this.
There it is.
There we go.
Agradecimiento por los bienes que
wonderful. Now that we're back at a speed that makes sense.
Yeah, you could say we're up to speed now, right?
Well, I think we were beyond speed. I think we were flying off the planet with that one. Well, the machine must have heard me saying we have to connect up. I didn't mean it quite so literally. Now, if I can get untangled from this cord. Oh, my goodness. Well, so if you would like to play something live, would you?
Would you like to play something together?
Or
you want to play something together?
Let's play something together.
Do you want to do Ed Fleming Waltz or Washington County?
Let's do the Fleming Waltz.
Okay. I think one moment, I'm going to grab my bass.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the name of this one?
This is the Ed Fleming Waltz.
Ed Fleming Waltz, okay. Yeah.
It's really a waltz that, it comes from the Appalachian old-time tradition of fiddle music, and I think this is one that was kind of just passed down orally. It doesn't really have a name that anyone knows, but some guy who eventually was the first one to record it, committed to recording, said he learned it from a guy named Ed Fleming, so we call it the Ed Fleming Waltz.
Yeah, and I think you and I, to do our due diligence, learned this one from Bruce Molsky.
That's correct.
Yeah.
At the Berklee College of Music.
That's right. I think that's actually where you and I became like good friends, is in that ensemble. So this is like a little throwback for the both of us.
That's right. Back to our roots.
Okay.
Oh, no singing. No singing.
So just the one mic?
Yeah, just the one mic.
Okay, Noah Harrington and Sonia. Sonia.
Sophia Carandini.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Definitely feel like dancing around the studio. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a lovely, lovely tune. And Sophia plays it like perfectly.
It's really very relaxing. It's a counterpoint to the madness.
Indeed.
Is it the general madness?
Or the specific Pacific Atlantic? I like this guy. Oh, well. Here we are in the studio tomorrow night, mm-hmm. you get to hear Acoustic Nomads live. You can go to the Somerville Arts at the Armory, which is on
191 Highland Ave, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right.
Or Highland Street. But if you look up Arts at the Armory, either online or it is Ave, we have confirmation
Highland
that
Ave.
It's Ave.
Highland Ave, yeah, okay. All right, so, and there's a group that's performing a little bit before you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's actually my group.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
opening up for my
oh.
other group.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fun. It's going to be, so the concert is two sets, right? The Acoustic Nomads is the main event. Mm-hmm. But beforehand, Sirica Duo, which is my duo project with Maurizio, who's also in the Acoustic
yeah.
Nomads. And we play stuff that's a little bit more to the traditional side, stuff that's a lot of Venezuelan tunes, both mm-hmm. modern and older folkloric Venezuelan tunes and some Argentinian tunes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sorry, did you say the name and I didn't get it?
Sirica, Sirika Duo.
Sirica Duo. Mm-hmm. What is Sirica?
Sirica is an indigenous word for star in Venezuela.
Star. Oh, I love that. Very nice. And we should also talk a little bit about the workshop at 4 o'clock. Are there still spots available?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's free. I believe you should RSVP.
Right.
And
there
you
is
can
a, yeah.
check out there's an Eventbrite, mm-hmm. which is that ticket site.
Right.
Link. That should be available on all of our social media platforms. There's an event you can look up on Facebook. If you go to our page, Acoustic Nomads on Facebook, the band.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find information for that. It's going to be in the Armory Cafe, same building,
right.
starting at 4 p.m. And effectively, we're going to actually just cover this one song called Canto de Jarana, which is an Afro-Peruvian zamacueca, which is like a kind of rhythm from the Afro-Peruvian tradition, which features a lot of percussion playing. So there'll be lots of opportunities to clap, to stomp, to dance. And the shakers are out. And to shake. And also bring an instrument, too. There's a melody that has two parts. They're very easy that you can learn. And then the Acoustic Nomads are actually going to play that song later in the evening as part of the concert.
All right. Well, I'm ready with some little shakers. Some
Strowans,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm known for my shakers.
Sophia actually did warn me about that. She was like, you can bet she's going to have shakers in the studio.
I debated which ones. Of course, these.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
They're perfect.
I have claves, too, but that's for the workshop, maybe.
Exactly.
Sweet, yeah. Absolutely.
I actually did take some lessons on the claves.
You did?
I did.
It's an important instrument at the very heart of all that music.
It is. Yeah, that rhythm. And I know it was like not so counterintuitive for somebody with a Western, you know.
No, no.
You have to really get past whatever you thought was going to be it. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's faster than you think, but then it's slower than you think. It's like
it speeds up and it slows down every other bar.
Just like we started off.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's see. Would you like to play another one, or should I play something for?
It'd be nice to hear something from the second album. So this album is very near and dear to us because it's it's just been so long in the making, you know, and such a delight to work on and to really see come to fruition. It's a huge amount of work and time to bring this to fruition. And this album was only released with the help of a lot of people who supported our Kickstarter campaign that
Very
we launched
good.
Last
mm-hmm.
April. And it wouldn't have been possible without them. It's the community aspect of this music really can't be overstated. It's very significant. For all local musicians. There's increasingly, I feel like, a real gap between, like, national touring artists
Ooh,
and people who
yeah.
are, like, filling stadiums and those of us who are, you know, out here working every day and doing all of this and creating the music in the communities that all of us actually inhabit.
So it's a very important layer. Mm. And building community, I think, is probably the single most important thing we can do right now.
Yeah, that's why we're really happy that, and honored to be here with you.
My pleasure. I was so happy that I could connect it up because I was thinking, wait a second, you know, I have a show, they have a show, what, you know, let's just do something. But I didn't have your direct contact. In fact, I want to make sure that I get a proper, but your husband was able to do it because I had the group.
What a mensch.
Yes, yeah, what a mensch.
Indeed.
So what are we doing?
Let me look at the back.
Yeah, paper. Please do.
Sorry.
Okay, so.
What do you think we should play?
Let's see.
You think we should do...
I think the turtle problem is very fun.
I think we should do number four, the turtle problem. Let me just say a little bit about this song before we play it.
I will.
So everyone brought in a song. This is one of the songs that I brought in that was very difficult for us to play because it's a very fast samba, which is a kind of Brazilian like dance rhythm. And basically, I was having such a hard time coming up with material for the album because I was like, everyone else is going to bring in like all these great songs, and I have to bring in some. I have, you know, the pressure's on. Everyone is such a good writer in this band, such a good player. I really want to do something that's worthy of the group. And I was so worried that I wasn't starting anything. And it reminded me of this incident I had in like second grade when our teacher has asked the class to write just a sentence about the class turtle. And I couldn't do it then either. I couldn't bring myself to pick just one thing to say about the class turtle. And I remember talking to the teacher and saying, you know, I don't know enough about really the history of turtles. And, you know, where did turtles come from? What do turtles do? You know, and I just don't think I really have the expertise to write anything about this class turtle. And you know, everyone else was writing, I like the turtle, period. So I named this song The Turtle Problem after I wrote it to remind myself that it's okay to just start and not exactly know where you're going. And I'm sure some of you can relate to that.
That is beautiful. I love that story.
And this is going to feature everyone in the band, including two members who have since moved on to other projects. Joao Peruzzi on guitar is going to take in a magnificent solo. And Parker Owsley, our cellist, playing some wonderful cello parts. This is probably the most arranged song that we have as a band in terms of like everyone has a specific part to play. It's pretty darn composed.
All right, very good. Well, let's give it a... Thank you. Yes. Okay.
I like that song a lot. It makes me really happy to hear that.
Yeah. So I know that Sophia has to leave in a few minutes, so they agreed to play one more here live in the studio, and it is called...
The Washington County Festejo.
Yeah, so Sophia and I actually play a lot with Coca Hole, that other group that you mentioned. I'm the secret fourth member, unofficial member. I just come and play bass and, you know, thicken up the sound for bigger gigs. But Sophia and I have played for a while now together in a group called the Rutabaggers, which is a great bluegrass band. And that's where I first learned this song called Washington County by Kenny Baker, the great, great bluegrass fiddle player, one of the original voices on bluegrass fiddle. And when we were going into the studio, I had this idea. I was obsessed with Afro-Peruvian music and a lot of the stuff that they do and the kind of syncopation that's present there and the percussion-based nature of the music. And I also really liked this Kenny Baker tune and thought Sophia sounded so good on it. And so I was like, what better way to really bring out the concept of the group of marrying these traditions from North and South America together than to take this Kenny Baker tune and perform it as a Peruvian festejo, the dance rhythm of like Afro-Peruvian music. So that's this. And that's also on the record too. Can you hear that okay?
That was delicious. That was just absolutely delicious. So I hope people come out tomorrow night to the Somerville Arts at the Armory. Be there or be square. And
I believe near the Davis Square T stop. If you're taking public transit, there's also parking in the back.
Oh, that's good to know. That's very good to know. So, well, I'm looking forward to the workshop, and I'm looking forward to the event. And hopefully, if you are coming, and please come over and say hello so that I know that you came and you're here and everything. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more of your music and all your different projects. And we'll close out. We'll take something from one of your CDs.
Try tried track one on that first record.
Tarde, pero seguro.
It means effectively better late than never.
Okay.
And that's by Maurizio, who isn't here today, but it's a banger, and it features a huge violin solo from Sophia, which I think I'm a big fan of.
That's nice, Noah.
Yeah. I mean, how could I not? You're awesome.
All right, so it looks like it's ready to go. And again, thank you so much for coming by. It's great. It's just
thank you
great.
For having us.
My
Joyce,
pleasure.
Joyce the Voice, everyone. Thank
Joyce
you so much.
Joyce the Voice, yeah.
Listen to the voicemobile here at WMFO. Yay! All right, so we want this one. Yes, we want this one.
Primera!
that was so wonderful. Such a great group and such good energy. Noah and the Sophia and the Acoustic Nomads. So hopefully I'll get to see some of you at the gig. And now we have a little thing to share with you here at WMFO. Autumn, we are in autumn, officially, outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. Today, not quite so much, but the sun is coming out, and I see it peeking through the clouds. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right. We like that. So, I missed sharing a lot of things with you over the holidays because, as I said, I had, you know, all this technical stuff, which we're still seeing how we're going to deal with all of that. But little by little, I just made up my mind I was going to have these folks come on, and I'm so glad I did because they are just absolutely wonderful. So I'm just trying to think. I hope all of you got out there and voted. I was working the elections. It's very funny. I moved from Belmont to Watertown, but the Belmont folks wanted me to continue. I'd worked in the polls there. So I got my absentee ballot, and I took it with me to the polls, and I dropped it off. And then I went, oh, my gosh, I'm no longer in Belmont. I vote in Watertown. So I had to retrieve the ballot. The outside envelope I had already given them to recycle. So I had to bring it, hand deliver it over to the town hall in Watertown. So that was crazy. But it was wonderful. I worked the early voting, and then I worked the actual day of the election. And lo and behold, we had such a good team of workers. We actually, everything was reconciled absolutely. We were out of there at 9 o'clock, which is just amazing. It was brilliant. So hopefully, you know, that's really the way it should go. And wonderful people to work with. One of the folks that I had worked with had gotten some exotic plants from the Science Museum. And I think in 2006, he said, when they made the butterfly garden, and they had all these beautiful plants that they couldn't keep, so they put them outside and they posted it. Well, he picked up something called, I'm not going to remember the exact name. They call it Bruds. Anyway, it's a very exotic, gorgeous plant with long, looping, sort of lily-like trumpet things. It's called Angel Trumpet. Anyway, he couldn't keep it. He didn't have room. So I agreed to take it. Well, this thing was 3 feet wide and 3 feet high. And then I come to find out it's toxic to animals, to my cat. And I went through a lot to get my cat. So I said, no, I cannot keep this plant. Because he already went over to it and started to bat it around. And I'm like, nope. So luckily, one of the other workers agreed to take it, which she came over a couple of days later and took it. Then there are two other plants, Calandra, I think it's called, which had become so root-bound in their plastic 6-inch pots, I had to hack them out. I mean, I did now get them repotted, but I tried a knife, I tried a razor blade. I finally had to use snips to cut it out of the plastic pot because it's just these roots were like almost like tree trunk roots. But that one is going to have, apparently it's going to have red starburst flowers, so we'll see. He's had them for all these years, so I guess you cut them back and you give them to people or what have you. So that was very interesting. So nice things happen when you get out and you do work in the community. A lot of people were very happy to have us working there. And of course, we are workers. We're not volunteers. We are paid. Not a lot of money, but it's kind of fun. And I know in some parts of the country, that's become very dicey. Thank God not here. You know, we're still civilized here, so hopefully it stays like that. So we are WMFO Medford. We are live at the Tufts campus, and this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. I don't think I even said that the last hour. I might have said The Voicemobile, but I don't think I said Joyce the Voice. How could I miss that? But happy to be back in the studio, and